fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of April. The prepper tip of the day, here it is. Get yourself a greenhouse. Get everything you need to go along with it, of course. The shelving, the tools, and the seeds, and fertilizer, and all that stuff. But get yourself a greenhouse and learn how to grow fruits and vegetables. That would be a good thing. With a patient waiting in a green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international communist conspiracy. He's written 3 books. He's co-authored 3 more. He has an excellent website where he has a new article or 2 every week. That website is jrnyquist.blog. And, of course, his books are for sale at amazon.com. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir. Seems like we're spending more time together these days doing our Tuesday morning roundtable and our show with just the 2 of us on Wednesdays. And I don't know if you're aware of it, Mike Lindell has done some phenomenal work documenting the fraud, the criminal activity that took place on the 3rd day of November. As a consequence, many state legislatures are taking action. And they need to, don't they, sir?
Well, yeah, we don't want a system where cheating in elections becomes endemic, and then one party becomes a one-party state because of the cheating.
And in the absence of changing what happened on the 3rd day of November, that's exactly where we're headed.
We could be there already, you know. I mean, it's the balance between the parties is a delicate one, and if you have systemic cheating in some parts of the country, even doesn't even have to be the whole country, you could have a real problem where the Democrats win every national election, and in that case you can't get a Republican president. If they're able to change the composition of Congress, if they're able then to affect state legislatures, then all they have to do is win an election in one state once, fix the state's election system, or pass this bill and fix the system from the national level, and then we're on the road to totalitarianism.
And that's exactly where we're going. Well, In the House of Representatives, there's a bill that, if passed, I think it's H.R. 1, that, if passed, would carve in granite the changes necessary to create a one-party system, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to create a one-party system, all you have to do is win every election.
Exactly.
But you do it because, you know, in California, it was kind of a sad degeneration. The last time I voted in California, I remember you look at some offices and no Republicans even bothering to run in some of the contests because there's no way a Republican can win. So why even, you know, in statewide office?
Right, right. Well, why bother raising the money, taking the time, spending the effort, when you know you can't win, no matter what, how much money you raise or what you do? It becomes a futile effort at that point, doesn't it?
Yeah. So you were seeing California has been evolving into a one-party state, and we see what that's going to amount to. It's not a pretty sight.
Not at all. Not at all. And California is the model for the rest of the country, isn't it, sir?
It seems the rest of the country, the left wants to use the California model. And, of course, you know, race is how they did it. You know, California is a state where white people are a minority. There are no majorities. There's just a group of different racial groups. And if you do as the Communist Party says, is you create an enlarged democracy by uniting all non-whites and all women into that you can cobble together into a left-controlled, communist-controlled group, then you can control the politics of that state. And that's why they're for illegal immigration. If you get more non-white people in there, they seem to feel that they could convince poor people from the third world, because they're offering them, after all, they're offering them the, you know, higher taxes on the rich, which means on white people, on middle class people, to lift them up. So why wouldn't they vote for Democrats? So
absolutely,
you play this race game, yeah.
And they're quite good at it. Jeff, we got our first caller here. We got Aaron in Oklahoma. Good morning, Aaron. Aaron, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, sir. Aaron. Hello.
Go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been a long-time listener. That's my first call. I appreciate what you do and what all your guests do. But I just had a couple quick questions. And I'm sorry to knock you off topic, but so the Alex Jones special report that you mentioned, I can't find it on your website.
You scroll down to the COVID panel 6. It's in yellow highlighter, the top one, COVID panel 6.
Okay.
Are you using a telephone or a computer, sir?
Telephone. I don't have a computer.
Well, sometimes it works on a telephone, sometimes it doesn't, but it will work on a computer.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have my wife get on that. The second thing was the EMP shield.
Yes, sir.
So I looked at the price when I went on your website, and it's not discounted, the COVID release discount. Does that just show up when you order it?
That's applied when you check out. Yes, sir. Right.
Okay. Same as your normal discount, right?
It is. Exactly. Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Aaron. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, you're busy writing one or two new articles a week. Are you also working on your next book, sir?
Well, those articles are the basis for another book, so... I'm doing
books plural.
Our series I'm doing now is sort of laying the groundwork for a future book. So
okay, a future book. Okay, well, I'm trying to find how many books you're writing here. That's
my novel, but I'm also working on, but very very slowly. You know, writing is not. It's sort of like building something. You know, writing. writing a book is like building something, because anything that's longer than just an article requires a lot of thought and construction. So it's not quite as easy.
I know. I wrote one book, and I probably could write a number of others, but I haven't, with my schedule, I'm not sure how I could even begin to do that. It would have to become a real priority and put other things aside. But it's a challenge to write a book. I had an excellent editor, the former special agent in charge, the St. Louis FBI agent, was one of my editors. And my wife was another editor, mostly for grammar and punctuation and so forth. And it was a challenge, but it was a great challenge. I'm glad I did it. Okay. What direction do you want to go next year, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the imposter in chief, Joe Biden. There's a lot of connections with China and Joe Biden, his son, Hunter, and China. And a lot of money has changed hands between China and the Biden family, haven't there, sir?
Yeah, well, they seem to be owned by China. And I think Russia, you know, which one of them, you know, the Russians and Chinese are coordinating in the United States. So which one of them really owns him? It's hard to say, because, you know, taking money, his son taking money from the mayor of Moscow's wife, or the money in the kind of pressure he applied to Ukraine, that sounds like something the Russians would have wanted him to do. Of course, he was doing it for his own interest, too. But what's really going on in Ukraine? What's the real game? And it has to do with Russia. So that's interesting to me. And of course, Russia and China are allies. We see them both mobilizing now. For war.
So that's right.
Mobilizing right. For war. What's going on? Why did we get this pandemic out of China? Was it a biological attack or not? And what is the vaccine? Where did that come from? Whose idea was it? And by the way, why is Russia and China's vaccine not a messenger RNA vaccine?
Well, it sounds like they may have a real vaccine instead of this mRNA gene therapy. Looks like we got a caller from the future. Alex from New Zealand is calling from Thursday in New Zealand. Good morning, Alex.
Morning, Jeff and John. I've got 2 to 3 things for Jeff. The first one, I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on. Today, I came across an article hosted on a website called Italian Institute for International Political Studies. One of the authors by the name of Mark Galeotti wrote an article called The Communist Party of Russia, More Than Soviet Nostalgia. The article questioned the allegiance of a party called the Communist Party of the Russian Federation with Alexander Navalny. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
I haven't read it. Does it say Navalny is an agent of the Communist Party of Russia?
It questions the allegiance between the Communist Party of the Russian Federation, called the KPRF, and Alexander Navalny.
I don't quite understand. It's questioning the relationship between them?
Yes.
What relationship? I don't understand.
Hold on. It's questions on grounds of some kind of allegiance between the both of them.
That Navalny's really a member of the Communist Party of the Russian Federation?
It's not in regards to a relationship. It's just the allegiance between both of them. And it mentions, I think, in the 2019 Moscow election, it mentions that Navalny endorsed 35 of the 45 candidates were actually communists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. The thing about Soviet or Russian politics is that you cannot tell which dissident is real and which is not, unless you examine their behavior. And one of the patterns in Russia is a nostalgia for the communist past. And whether or not the replacement of Putin is part of a game in which they blame everything bad on Putin and they bring the Communist Party back openly. So I don't know what to make of that. You have to watch each politician to tell. The poisoning of Navalny by Novichok, unless it was faked, they would have had to have the cooperation of German doctors. That would have been difficult. If they, the real poisoning of him and his return and then arrest in a prison. Yeah, I mean, if that's what they're suggesting, what is this publication again?
It's called the Italian Institute for International Political Studies. I've given you the link to the article on your blog as well, Jeff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll take a look at that. I'd never heard this about Navalny before. I'd have to look at it closer.
The second thing I've got for Jeff is, today I was talking with some Hong Kong diaspora people. They're talking, after the 2019 protest, it became obvious that Hong Kong became like a Maoist country, or it became China. China under the control of Mao, and it is increasingly becoming obvious that Xi Jinping is similar to Mao Zedong. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Yeah, Xi Jinping admires Mao, and of course he's the head of the same political party, the Communist Party of China. So they never, even Deng Xiaoping said, we have to study Mao Zedong thought. So there was no real, even though they changed the policy, the economic policy for Mao, they never gave up the communism, or Mao's ideology was communism with Chinese characteristics. So that never changed. That never has changed. And we never really, made note of that as a meaningful thing. So we have to realize, a lot of people think that, and the point about Navalny and the point about Russian politics is, whenever you see a new Russian politician or a new Chinese supposed politician, most of the time, well, almost all the time, you're looking at someone, if they succeed, that's really secretly supported by the secret structures of the Communist Party. And it's all part of a long-range strategy. And it's all, a lot of it is for our, for the West's benefit. We're the audience, and they're performing for us to fool us. And this is, there's people, from all the way from, Yevgeny Albats, who wrote about the KGB in the mid-90s, who warned that it was all a fake, that the collapse of the Soviet Union may have been a KGB trick, to Anatoly Golitsyn, who said that they were planning such a trick. There's lots of interesting things that have been written by people in Eastern Europe, but we never hear about it. So, and of course in China, Alex, as you know, there's a lot of people in China who are aware of these relationships in Hong Kong, like we've talked about Martin Lee and Christina Chen and people like that. What is their real allegiance? And those questions, people in the West are just, they don't even seem to be aware that this game is going on. It's called the controlled opposition game. And maybe we have
hold that thought. Yeah. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you would like.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of April. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, an excellent up to $80 off, in addition to the normal $50 off EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. His excellent books are for sale at amazon.com. And you're taking a long response here for Alex, and do you have more to contribute to that response, Jeff?
No, I was just finishing it.
Okay,
yeah.
Alex, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am. The fourth and final thing I got for Jeff is regarding the grand solar minimum. Today, I think on the media in New Zealand, they were commenting that in Europe, they are getting unusual temperatures and snow at this time of year. And they're even mentioning that the temperatures are record-breaking as well. I'm not sure if Jeff would like to comment on it.
Record-breaking temperatures, where are you referring? You mean in China?
No, I'm referring to England, Scotland, Belgium, and even Croatia. Most of Europe.
I knew that they had snow in, you know, in the Middle East. I think we discussed it. Snow on the Acropolis. But there's temperatures now that are, I haven't followed the latest weather news. What's going on?
England's getting temperatures between -3 and -4.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I hadn't caught that. That's interesting. That's definitely would
okay.
be.
I got some follow up on that, Jeff. If it was solar energy, the entire planet would be feeling the effects, not just a small portion of it. But I know for a fact, because I got the word from Dr. Luigiana Zangari, that the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010. It changed the climate of the Northern Hemisphere because the Gulf Stream used to regulate the jet stream. And the Gulf Stream had a great role in bringing warm climate to England, Ireland, and Scotland for many, many centuries. So I would attribute it to the Gulf Stream having stopped 11 years ago this June, as opposed to solar activity, because if it was solar activity, it wouldn't just be a small part of the world. It would be the entire planet.
Well, the Gulf Stream didn't stop entirely, though. I mean, I have friends in Sweden, and they had a fairly mild winter. So something's got to be bringing warm air up to Sweden.
Well, for all intents and purposes, it stopped. There may be some remnants of it still there, but this information comes from a oceanographer who works with a team of oceanographers in Europe and the United States on nothing but the Gulf Stream. And the U.S. Navy publishes a map every 24 hours of all the ocean currents in the world. And Jeff, and you can see the Gulf Stream goes out about 200 or 300 miles from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and ends. There's remnants of it that go on across, but the main part of the Gulf Stream no longer does that. Anything else, Alex?
That's all I have, Jeff and John, and I would like to thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you very much. Our next caller is Jerry in Missouri.
Hello?
On air, Jerry.
Yes, thank you for accepting this call. I'd like to visit a little bit about the virus that everybody's talking about, please.
Please.
In 1969, I was granted access to the handwritten notes of Jonas Salk with respect to the polio vaccine. That vaccine had live, dead, and mutated polio in it, and it had 210 different monkey viruses. These viruses and the live, dead, mutated polio were not given to everybody. There were different batches made, and when you got a shot or took the Kool-Aid, they wrote down a certain specific number to keep track of who had what, okay?
Really?
Now, the interesting thing was that prior to 1950, which that was when the basic outbreak of polio came, he had already worked out his vaccine program prior to it hitting people. And as I have a very strong interest in polio, I continued to study it. In his notes, he said there will be different after effects from polio, i.e. people could have polio, get completely well, and then at a certain time later, they would come down with something called post-polio syndrome. In 1984, Missouri had the largest self-help group of post-polio syndrome in the entire United States. Well, all of the studies and the this, that, and the other, most everybody was getting the post-polio syndromes within 10 years. So I felt pretty confident that 30 years later...
Hold on, Jerry. We'll go back to your comments after the break. Hold on, Jerry.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 7th of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're planning a vacation in Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine, August 15th to 21st. The families who go will be my live audience. We'll be doing the show from the Maine Lodge there, Monday through Friday. Great fishing, wonderful food, lots of opportunities to see sights in the area, including going on a tour to watch whales in the ocean. And details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Yes, we are getting caught up on Energy Cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge, a fun challenge, helping hundreds of people get their lives back. If you have issues with arthritis pain, joint pain, do you want to sleep because of a small child overnight like I do? Well, then you need an Energy Cleaner. Get that order in. I will get it processed. This is my home business. When you place your order, I personally take care of it. I pack them up. I take them to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri to ship them priority mail, the signature confirmation. Get the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Want to send me a check? My address is right there. toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Your line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And let's see. Jerry, you were giving us some comments about Jonas Salk and his handwritten notes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, anyway, due to a individual experiences with polio, I actually hold a world record on it, on one area. The only individual that's had it three times. However, going back to the post-polio syndrome, you could have individuals that had polio, they would recover, and then maybe 7-8 years later, they would be completely bedridden. And no one was able to figure out what to do with those individuals. They were trying their own way to do something. Well, again, in 84, which was 30 years after the first time I had the wonderful cherry vaccine, I got hit with it. And it was way past anybody else having it again. Pain was so bad it put you flat on the ground. And I'm not a little crybaby. Anyway, I had to learn and try different ways to take care of the problem. My younger brother has specialized in his life in homeopathic procedures. Anyway, I had to experiment with mineral tissue salts, not knowing which what would do. Anyway, I found that magnesium phosphate of your mineral tissue salts will stop this post-polio syndrome. And people do not understand that the viruses are man-made, every single one of them. As an example, anybody that's interested, they may go look up Punta Gorda, Florida. Do your research and find out how the United States government dropped 7 million infected mosquitoes on Punta Gorda, Florida. And if that doesn't that should interest you to look at how many other times the government of this country has sponsored diseases. Bearing in mind that with a virus, if you don't have a protection factor in your set up in your system, that it's hard to explain, but they target people with all different kinds of things that they do to people to be make us guinea pigs. The last thing I'll offer to you is that you can take a virus and you can create like a air pressure aerosol. An individual only has to do is walk into the wind, press his can, and then you get the new outbreaks. So this is very, very serious because this is the last play of the game, in my opinion. And they're not going to stop this. You will have more mutants. It'll start attacking the children, on and on and on. They are giving you the virus. And the idiots that take the shots are going to fall into a certain category. I damn sure don't want to be in that category. You have to study the Word of God to get in that category. Thank you very much for all your efforts that you do on your show. Your guest host that you have on are fantastic. Just understand it's going to get worse, a lot worse.
Okay.
You better figure out how to stop the virus inside you before it gets to you. It's another subject. People, I don't sell anything. I don't get a commission.
Okay.
But you can take care of the viruses, flus, and other bacterias very simply by using a formula that you can find in the Bible, gold, silver, and copper. Thank you very much for your patience and allowing me to visit with you.
Okay, Jerry, we appreciate the call. Don't be a stranger. That's breathtaking. The only man we're aware of that had polio three times, Jeff. That's pretty incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Well, I know. A very dear friend of mine, when he was 8 years old, he took the polio vaccine in his right arm. A few days later, his right arm went dead and has been dead ever since, unfortunately. But he's had a good life despite that disability. Okay, let's take our next caller, Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Well, that was very interesting from that gentleman. That was very interesting. I'm calling because yesterday another resident passed away in their apartment. And then the gentleman that passed away last week, he had something happened with his lungs and his lungs weren't functioning properly. That's how he passed. I don't know about this lady, but it happened yesterday. These are all vaccinated people. Also in our state, you know, Doug Ducey has lifted the mask mandate, so people are now going out without their masks, which I don't disagree or agree. If you want to wear it, that's fine. If you don't. But what's happening is they're going into public. This happened at Trader Joe's. A gentleman went in unmasked. The employees were harassing him to get out. He goes, no, Doug Ducey lifted the mask mandate. I can come in here. No, it's public. I mean, it's private entity. So the legislature, there's some people who are very liberal. They want to make a law that will mandate masks in private settings, private stores, and everybody's in an upheaval here. And also U of A wants to make mandatory vaccines or you can't come to the university. NAU said we're thinking about it, and then, of course, ASU's thinking about it. So they're trying to push these poor students just to go to school to be vaccinated in this state.
Well, it's a good list of schools not to go to then, isn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't go. I'd say I'll just go to a different... But I'm just saying that... See, what's happening is the state level, Ducey lifted the mask, but the local levels in certain areas are all upset because they're claiming the unmaskers are going to hurt everybody, and it's not good for humanity.
There's a definite absence of logic here. If the vaccine works, why would they be fearful of people not wearing masks?
Exactly. Well, you know,
And if it doesn't work, what's the point in getting it in the first place?
Exactly. So I know, it's no common sense. But anyway, that's happened. But anyway, I wanted to let you know, and that's all I wanted to share this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the call. Jeff, any follow-up before we go to our next caller, sir?
No, it's interesting.
It stretches credibility to the breaking point for these people. Are they complete? Where's their brains? Our next caller is Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Okay, hi there. This is, let's rewind back to, I guess, the beginning of the show or maybe the beginning of the hour. You were having a discussion about Democrats and one parties and getting elected and elections and all of that. So I wanted to rewind back to that. Is that okay, or do you want me to...
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah,
hold off on... Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to mention is that when it comes to getting elected, not every state is Republican, not every state is Democrat. And so you have sections of the state that are Democrat and other sections are Republican. And what I have found to be the case, which may not be your experience, is that there don't seem to be any definitions of being a Republican or a Democrat. It's who you associate with, who you, you know, let me find the right word, but anyway, what I'm getting at is, in order to get elected, you know, if the goal is to be elected, then you have to be, you know, either R or D, whatever will get you elected. And so, you know, my position is that, you know, although it may be that, you know, Democrats are largely responsible for the current crises that we are in, I don't think that it should be a label that that all Democrats are that way, because I don't subscribe to Republicans, you know, being our savior. I think that Republicans are just as capable of Democrats, you know, of putting us in the wrong direction and we're putting us in the right direction. It really is the individual. I'm not asking you to correct what you said, but I just wanted this to be in addition to what you said, because when it comes to, you know, getting elected and a strategy, you have to be in a party, you have to be R or D, you have to be whichever one will take you there. So
that's where our system
take
works.
Take it for
that's
what
right.
you will.
Okay.
And I mean, as an example, you know, I was encouraging Democrats this last past election to just go ahead and support Tulsi. I'm not sure whether she had ballot access in every state, but it was unlikely that she was going to prevail, and it was a way of not leaving the ballot blank and also not supporting Biden. And so, you know, there are different ways of handling the things, but, I mean, you can't just make a blanket statement that all Democrats are crappy, because that's not the case. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, Melissa. Well, these parties have a national platform, and I've seen this before. Democratic candidates attempting to distance themselves from the national platform. I'm going to want some feedback from you, Jeff, on this. So I'm sitting face to face with a woman who wants to be elected state rep, and she says that she's a gun owner. And I said to her, "Your party is anti-gun. What you feel and think as an individual can't and won't change the policy of the party itself." And she told me that she believes life begins at birth. And I said, "Well, that's one of the classic statements of somebody who's pro-abortion, and your party is pro-abortion, and you can't separate yourself from that." Your response, Jeff, if any.
Well, I didn't really say the Democratic Party was crappy, but I was talking about what happened in California with
right.
only having the Democratic Party in charge. And the Democratic Party, the highly manipulative left wing, the communists. Look, I was at a communist meeting in 1983, was it 82, early 82. And it was a communist talking about how they were infiltrating the Democratic Party to take it over through its left wing. I'd been invited there. I didn't know it was a communist meeting until I was sitting in it. And I saw the brochures on the tables out front. And I realized, wait a minute, what is this? Because one of my master teachers, when I was teaching credentials, invited me there. And of course, if you follow the Democratic Party closely, you can see that the communists have taken it over. I mean, if you have any doubt about who the Clintons were or who Obama is or who a lot of their friends are, these people are from the Marxist left. They have connections. They were mentored like Barack Obama by communists. The fact that the Democratic Party won't get rid of them, but in fact is dominated by them. And in California, it's quite obvious. The far left dominates the Democratic Party, and the Democratic Party has absolute control over most of the state. There aren't a lot of Republican enclaves left. Even Orange County has tipped to be majority Democrat voting in a lot of its areas. So it's a very dangerous thing when the communists decide to use the Democratic Party as their instrument to take over the country and to progressively make a one-party system. The Democratic Party has become a vehicle for them. So it's a little different than saying the Democratic Party is crappy. I'm not saying all Democrats are communists either. I'm saying communists are a minority, but they have a way of controlling larger groups. And the Democratic Party has proved unable to defend itself against that control. in most areas.
Well said. Our next caller is Kyle in Montana. We got a break, Kyle. Go ahead and get started.
Okay. You know, I was going to talk about something else, but that lady made me think about something, and then Jeff's response. The reality of the Democratic Party is that they are, most people that are in there lean toward anything that is liberal. And in my opinion, every single one of them that I have dealt with, every single one, and I'm 65 years old. I'll continue after the break, John.
Hold on. We'll get back to this after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We have breaking news here. We have breaking news. The artillery forces in between Russia and Ukraine began shooting at each other in the last few hours. Apparently it's pretty heavy artillery fire both directions. Don't know where that's going to go, but that's what's happening as we speak. Okay, go ahead, Kyle, with your comments here.
Sure. What I was getting to was that every single Democrat that I have ever sat and tried to debate with, talk with, had a disconnect somehow or another. And there's probably been at least 40 of them over the years that I've talked with. Every single one of them had a disconnect with being able to reason. And just like she was, the lady that was ahead of me there, she was supporting, trying to get people to support. I didn't quite hear the name of the lady that she was trying to get. Yeah, Pelosi instead of Biden. Give me a break. I mean, there's a disconnect there. This country, in my opinion, can, and that from a pragmatic point of view, from a pragmatic thought process, this country can no longer afford the current Democratic way of thinking at all. Zero. It's got to be somehow, if the country's going to survive, it's going to have to be eliminated. I don't know how, and unless the Lord comes back, I don't see a way out of it. But
okay.
Anyway,
go ahead.
I'd like to get Jeff's response to that.
Okay,
sure.
Kyle. That's fine. Thank you, Kyle. Go ahead, Jeff, with your response here.
Yeah, it's a dilemma because you have the entire culture, you have the whole media, you have the school systems, you have the universities, you have the big corporations. They all have adopted this mindset, and I would not call it liberal because the word liberal has evolved from meaning, you know, what we understood as Abraham Lincoln. You know, a liberal is a person who believes in freedom, you know, liberty, liberal, that's where it comes from. To people who really don't believe in liberal, they believe in big government, they believe in socialism. This evolution of the word liberal is sort of to turn liberal into the word liberal into its opposite.
Okay, I agree. Jeff, your closing comments this week, sir.
Oh, we're at the end of the hour. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, boy, that news from Ukraine is very. Do you know where in Ukraine this artillery battle is?
Donbass, near Donbass is what I got out of it.
Yeah, well, the Russian military buildup has been quite large, and people in Europe, I think you maybe saw that the French military came out with a report saying that 100% chance of war in Europe and the World War II level casualties could be expected, and they were studying the passages from Germany into France for avenues of attack, and they talked about Russia and Turkey being enemies. So it's... it looks like we're getting.
Well,
close.
Russians love artillery. That's been a part of their big part of their war plans for forever. They back in the 19th century, they had these cannons that were just I don't know if they're the biggest cannons ever made, but they were massive with black powder. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, of course they don't believe in that they're going to be able to necessarily control the air, so they have to do it with artillery.
Thank you, sir. Look forward to having you back next Tuesday on the roundtable.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. That's it for the day. Get the medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever go through guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.